And what's the thing that goes between the shirt and the coat?
Between the shirt.
Yeah,
or
no
sweater.
Sleeves. No, there are no sleeves in the
sweater.
Yeah. Or it usually comes down to a point here.
A jacket.
You button it up.
Yeah.
You carry your watch on this side. They don't use them anymore. They used to. The men, of course.
This.
That's what I want.
This.
Mm-hmm. What do you call these?
Pants.
Mm-hmm. If my jacket were out in the other room and you went and got it and gave it to me, you would say I have
got your jacket coat.
Mm-hmm. Or if you wanted to emphasize the fact that you changed its position, this is difficult because the only word that fits here is the word I want you to say. If I give it to you like this, you could say, I have what? Your coat. I have
brought.
That's what I want. That's it exactly.
Brought your coat.
Now, if my jacket is not too large and it's not too small for me, you say,
just to fit.
Mm-hmm. Now, after I leave, if you're talking to your wife, you'll say to her, his jacket, what?
Was just a fit.
Mm-hmm. Could you say his jacket fit him?
His jacket was just a fit.
Mm-hmm.
Or fitting good.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say fitted?
Fitted? That's not a very good English word. I guess I have used it, but fitted? I don't think you'd find it.
Actually, they're both all right.
Are they?
Both fitted.
I didn't think fitted was...
It's not used very much, though,
well,
actually.
Well, I didn't think it was a word.
And
I just thought maybe it was a byproduct of fit.
I teach English composition at Indiana University, and several of my students wrote fitted. And I wasn't sure. I thought it was wrong, but it's not.
It's a word.
But the thing is, I have not heard it very often. Most people I have heard say fit.
Yeah, fit.
If you go out and you buy a suit, you say, I now have a...
good fit.
Yeah. Or if you want to say that your suit's not old, you have a...
new suit.
Mm-hmm. If you're... little grandson goes out and stuffs his pocket with stones or something, you'd say his pocket's
full of rocks.
Mm-hmm. Or if you want to emphasize the fact that they're like this,
plumb full, one thing.
Mm-hmm. How about a bulge?
That'd be all better.
Would you say this?
You should say it again.
Bulge.
Bulge. Bulge.
Mm-hmm. If you buy a real nice, expensive new white shirt and you bring it home and your wife washes it, and after she washes it, you find out that the collar's too small for you now, you say, the collar
is too small.
Yeah.
Not the fit.
No, but because of the fact that it was washed,
oh,
the collar
shrank.
Yeah, that's what I want. Okay.
Get her after a while.
That's quite a bit.